It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. It is a Motivational Monday. It is March the 6th already. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And we've stretched out a little bit on the dial. You know, we're 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. And my understanding is 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 will happen in another year or so. So we'll just have the whole darn, you know. And then they're going to add 106.1, 106.4, 5, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, we're going to be everywhere. They're going to be able to listen to us in Alaska when we're done here. Hey, a couple things to tell you about. Starting on the 4th through the 15th of this month, the Cover to Cover Club at the Bullhead Library has a deal for you. Read 5 library books and get a free In-N-Out cheeseburger or burger, ages 4 to 12. Sorry, you can't cheat, adults. For questions, call 928-758-0714. I mean, when I saw it was In-N-Out, I'm like, hey, I got to go read the book. But ages 4 to 12. And there's a Mardi Gras party this Wednesday night in Golden Valley at the Resource. The Golden Valley Resource is putting it on. It's going to be at the Our Place Diner from 5 to 7. And if you're interested in helping the Bullhead City Fire Department with their CERT team, give Fire Station... I gotta change his number on here. Give Fire Station a call. 928-758-3971. And just say, I'm interested in your CERT team. How do I get involved? And they'll fix you up. And you can respond on emergencies. Fire, police, they usually respond together on almost 99% of the calls. And you can get involved. You don't get a red light or anything like that. But you do get involved and you get to be a productive citizen. Now... You know, as always on a Monday, we play one group, one band, one artist. And today,
all or nothing at all.
Do you know who that is?
I told you I'm not good at this game.
Oh. Well, it was a hit in 1939.
Oh, yes, that's yeah. Right.
We're playing Frank Sinatra today.
Oh. So, this is it started out, I thought I was going to be on a game show, and I was, and I lost.
Yeah. This is All or Nothing at All, but anyways, we'll play some more Frank for you.
Yay.
Today is the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce Day. Jackie didn't show up. No, Jackie's busy.
She's MIA.
MIA, yeah. Yeah, she's somewhere. But we have Val, and Val is Miss Laughlin Tourism. But first, we got to talk about Saturday.
We do. It was a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Were you outside in the morning? Did you go walking?
I walked Friday afternoon.
Oh.
And I did 5 miles.
It was the absolute most perfect morning to go for a walk.
Yeah. So now, how many people showed up?
I think we had pretty darn close to our 500 mark.
Oh, good.
We had a lot of people show up. I'm actually still working on reconciling all the numbers.
Okay.
I'll know later today how many we actually had show up.
I saw 400 videos of Billy Kay singing.
All kinds of videos and pictures. There's pictures all over the place.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful day.
Perfect day, huh?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, considering the weekend before we had rain, you know, so.
True.
Yeah.
You know, but Jackie orders a perfect day. She calls it a chamber weather day.
Yeah.
And that it was.
Good. Okay. So then, and you had a lot of vendors there?
We didn't have vendors per se, but we had businesses with booth space.
Informational booths.
They had information on their businesses. Some of them gave away water, some little snacks, pens. They had provided us some raffle prizes also.
Okay.
We had some really neat things out there.
Cool.
We had a lot of booth space this year.
Good. So did you have a 50-50 drawing or a raffle?
No, we did have a lot of raffles, though. We had a lot of food.
Good.
As usual, we have a lot of gift cards for food places.
Yeah.
We had some gorgeous handmade stuff. We had an afghan that had all the different colors of the ribbon, cancer ribbons. And then we had some other handmade stuff. I don't even know how you describe it. It was the shape of a ribbon,
uh-huh.
and it had like terry cloth as the ribbon part, and then around it had all kinds of the ribbon colors and stuff. It was just gorgeous.
So people won that?
They all won,
okay.
Yes.
How much were raffle tickets?
$1.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a fundraiser for cancer.
That it is. It
benefits
the River Fund, Inc.'s Cancer Connection. So the money that we raise goes towards the River Fund's Cancer Connection Fund, and then all of those people who are in our area who need assistance for maybe a copay, maybe they need some transportation to get to their cancer treatments, that money that we collect and raised on Saturday,
right,
will benefit them.
Anyway, I hope people out there know that River Fund does this, because
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest parts of having a family member with cancer is you're probably taking them back and forth to Vegas,
right,
on a regular basis, which, you know, depending upon your vehicle, can become very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you contact Mike Connor at River Fund, he will definitely help you out.
Yep.
And because that's what the fund's for.
That it
is. That's why people walked Saturday.
That's why they were there. Some of them were survivors themselves.
Right.
Some of them had a family member or a friend that was affected by
Billy
cancer.
I think Billy Kay, who
yes.
does your singing, your performer.
Yes.
I believe he's a survivor.
He is. And Leslie with
Fly
Photography. She is a survivor as well.
Yeah.
She does amazing pictures. If you haven't seen the pictures that she took from Saturday, you need to go to her Facebook page.
I was so lucky because a year ago, December, my son came out and ran the run in December.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was taking some pictures. And then at the awards, I took some pictures. And Jeff was at the mm-hmm. finish, and he was taking pictures there. And he took a picture of my son and I, and he sent it to me. And then Leslie saw that on Facebook, and she went through her pictures and sent me three pictures of my son running.
Oh,
and I was
yay.
Like, oh, wow, out in the desert, you know, wherever she
yep.
was. And so, but I'm sad to see that go away.
Yeah, right. We also had Jeff there with Deja Light Photography.
Right.
He was there doing the drone for us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had all kinds of support.
Cool. But that run is going away, huh?
The one in December?
Yeah.
At this point, we believe that it's probably will.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't actually officially said anything.
Oh, okay. So maybe he'll be
back. If he can manage to get some additional support to
yeah.
do it.
It's sponsors. That's
yes,
what it
that
takes.
It is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we had a lot of sponsors ourselves for the Cancer Walk on Saturday. We had breakfast donated by Cinnabon. We had lunches donated by the LTC Resorts. So they had sandwiches and cookies and
wow.
pasta salad, macaroni salad. Did I say cookies? Those cookies were huge. They were great big monster cookies, and they were just, they all looked amazing.
Where did the cookies come from?
They came from the Tropicana.
Oh.
Yes.
Do they sell those in there? Or
I hope so.
Are they a dessert in one of the restaurants?
I hope so. I hope it's that Poolside Cafe.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
That's where I think they would have come from.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to have to go look.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yes.
Everybody likes cookies.
Yeah, I think
know.
So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to go to a memorial service on Saturday for the young lady who owned Donuts to Go in Bullhead City. And I say young because she was younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But her kids were there and her grandkids were there. The room was packed. The chief of police spoke.
Several
people got up and spoke about knowing them and meeting them and,
mm-hmm.
and eating their donuts. I blame them for my gut. But it was a really nice service, and everyone got to speak. And but she died of a brain aneurysm, and those are fast.
Wow,
and,
right.
And you just don't know, and, you know, so
You know, when my son was itty bitty, I think he had barely just started eating food, and I'd carry him in there on my side, and she would always give him a donut hole.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Oh, yeah. So she's going to be missed. And
yes.
Not sure what the status is going to be of Donuts to Go yet.
Right.
We'll have to wait and see.
Exactly.
So, he said, like, how can I do this by myself?
I've been,
for 25 years, it's been the two of them in there.
Right.
You know, and their kids once in a while. And,
mm-hmm.
But now their kids have careers and families, and one lives in New York, and so.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you have on your agenda today?
Well, let's see. Well, I just wanted to say, like I told you, I'm still working on reconciling
right.
all the numbers. But last year, for the Cancer Walk, we raised over $8,500 for
wow.
the Cancer Connection at River Fund. And our goal was to be able to raise more money than uh-huh. that this year. And we did increase our entry fees. So we're hoping that with the amount of people that we had show up, that we'll at least get close to this or if not exceed that.
Fabulous. You'll have to let us know next month when you come.
Yes. We'll know later this month.
Okay.
We're going to do a check presentation to the River Fund.
Oh, good.
And our volunteers and partnership also are planning to do a check presentation to them. They want to do a donation on their own.
Good.
For the River Fund's Cancer Connection. So, yes.
Well, you know, cancer affects so many people and it's so many different ages. It's not just, you know, senior citizens.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's young families that have children with cancer. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, like we said, Leslie and Billy, you know.
Yes.
Young adults.
Exactly. So we also have, well, April. There's all kinds of things happening in April coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So
starting with?
The air show.
Yeah.
We have the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show coming up April 1st. So that plan on attending, there will be a few different parking lots available along Highway 95. And
right.
we'll have bus transportation so you don't have to worry about walking.
Free transportation.
Free transportation, yeah. free parking, free entry.
Free entry, yeah, that's
yes.
the best part.
Nothing that is seen. Definitely the best part. There will be static displays, so there'll be some planes on display. There will be vendors available, food. There will be plenty of food concessions
Good.
There. And then plenty of space for you to sit with your beach chair. You can bring your chairs with you. And watch the show.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to be in Vegas that day. Well, that whole weekend, yeah.
Well, keep an eye out because we're supposed to have some flyovers coming from Nellis Air Force Base.
Oh, so we might see them leave.
So you might see them going by.
Maybe. Maybe. I'd go up Friday, but we'll see.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. So I'm excited about it, though, because it's the first time we've ever done an air show here at the Laughlin Bullhead Airport.
Well, the last time there was an air show, it was in 2013, and it was only about a few months worth of preparing for that.
Oh.
So could you imagine just a few months of preparing for an air show, and we've had over a year to plan for this one.
I know how long I prepare for the Kiwanis Kids Expo.
Oh, yeah.
I started in December, and it's
exactly.
not until later this month.
It takes time.
Yeah. And even I'm on my fifth year, but it's still, I mean, this morning at 6
mm-hmm.
o'clock, I was going through the banners, organizing the banners. So.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. So, for more information, if we have a website for that?
We do. You can go to the LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com.
Okay.
Actually, no the. Just LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com.
Okay.
That is going to have a lot of information on there. As the performers are announced, they are adding them to the website.
Okay.
You'll want to check that out. If you're interested in vendor space, you can access the application there as well. And if you're still looking to be a part of it, we are still looking for sponsors. There are still a few other spaces available.
And you can call both chambers.
You can call both chambers as well.
Yeah. Or the city.
The city, yes.
So those are the three main sponsors, right?
No.
The
Laughlin Tourism Commission, the City of Bullhead City, and Finley are the main sponsors.
Oh, okay.
However, the chambers are active in the event
there
as well.
Any choice.
Yes, we got pulled into that one.
No,
and
nobody asked.
You
huh?
know, nobody asked.
Yeah.
But we're advertising for it. All of us are.
Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Why did it do that? Let's try this again. There we go. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I...
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is Pastor Kay Zimmerman, inviting you to join us at Fire Night with Prophetic Ministry. Come and hear what God is saying for 2023. Featuring Apostle Greg Brown of Skyway Church in Goodyear and international speaker and chancellor of Ascend International University. We'll have anointed praise and worship led by Pastor Guy Gorman at City on a Hill International Church, 2091 Sandwood Drive on Friday, March 10th at 6 p.m. Come experience what God has planned for you. See you there.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Frank Sinatra is our music today. This Friday at Lee Williams High School at 7 p.m., the Sounds of Silence is putting on a sweetheart concert. So check that out. You can go to thesoundsofsilence.com for more information. River Valley Artists Guild has a third annual classic car and home show at the Anderson Fieldhouse, and that is Saturday and Sunday. And then starting on Thursday through Saturday is the 23rd annual charity classic car and bike show at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, put on by the River Cruisers. You can call Lewis if you want more information, 661-289-0352. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Hey, if you're looking for some money, big money, you know, you want to buy a house, you want to add a pool, you want to add a room, you want to remodel the inside, the bathroom, the kitchens, you can do all that with money from Chad Hansen. Now, it's not like he's giving it away, but he's got plenty to loan. Mojave Mortgage in Kingman and Havasu and soon in Bullhead. You call one number, 928-288-2691, and you tell him, yeah, let me speak to that Chad guy. He's the founder and CEO. I want some money. And he'll have you come in and fill out some paperwork for the money you want. Then he disappears. He goes down to the vault, gets some money, brings it up, puts it on a silver platter, and hands it to you. It's that simple, Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Give him a call. Get some of Chad's money, 928-288-2691. Oh, good. We're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Plan to join your friends and your family at Laughlin Ranch on Friday, March 31st, for an event outdoors, The Sounds of the Eagles. Get your tickets now for an Eagle tribute band, Outdoors Under the Stars. General admission is $50, first come, first serve. And VIP is $100 with food and beverage delivered to you. And then there's an after party. Tickets are available at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if you're a little chilly out there, well, today you shouldn't be. It was a beautiful morning. How about your home or your office system? Have they been serviced lately or checked out by a professional? In Bullhead City and Needles, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your AC, your heater, your furnace, you know, whatever you might have, heat pump. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. East West Financial Services, Jack's going to be in here Wednesday. If you're planning on retiring this year and you want to, give him a call. Let him help you out. 928-888-9828. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. And your visits are free. All right, back
free.
In the studio. Yeah, everyone likes free, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
So speaking of free,
yes,
back to the air show.
Okay, it's free.
It's free.
Yep.
But because of our presenting sponsor, Finley Motorsport, or Motorsports Motors, we also have Dot Foods, National Bank of Arizona, and Culver's. Because of those sponsors,
yes,
we're able to bring not just a free show, but also bring some pretty amazing static displays, military static displays that will be there. We have a T1A Jayhawk, a T6A Texan II.
What are those?
They're big military planes. But you'll be able to come up close enough to them.
It's unfortunate you're not in the studio because you didn't get to see her raise both of her arms.
They're huge.
Giving us the size of how big they are.
They're huge.
Yeah.
But we have the UH-60A Blackhawk, a P-8 Poseidon. These are some monster planes.
Yeah, you've seen
or
pictures?
Or not planes, but some of them are helicopters and stuff. I've seen pictures of them.
Okay, good.
And we also have some vintage aircraft that will be there on display, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you want to make sure you come out and check out the static displays.
Even
not
if
just,
you just come out and walk around,
right.
Look at them and leave. You've
yeah.
spent nothing, and you only get one. This is the first time that we're doing this big.
Exactly.
And take advantage of it.
And then also there's going to be a couple of flight simulators on the site.
Oh, cool.
So if you're interested in checking that out, I mean, why not? Give it a try.
Especially if you have a grandchild in the
yes.
ROTC that thinks they already want to be in the military.
Absolutely.
And fly planes, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even just bringing them out to watch the show, that might even pique their interest in you know, getting involved in something.
And what else do you have to do Saturday?
Right, exactly.
You know,
because it's going to also be another beautiful day, so you want to make sure you come out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
So they park along 95.
Yes, they park along 95, so there'll be parking located there by Sam's Club.
Okay.
Behind
the airport.
Between the airport, Sam's Club, and Chili's,
okay.
That whole area. There'll be that one parking lot there. There'll be other parking lots a little bit further down the way. Which used to be what would be an old boat dock.
An old boat dock?
Yeah. Do you remember back in the day when we used to get to park on the Arizona side and ride
Take a boat across? Oh, yeah.
So
that
there's
is
a parking lot.
So that's the very first parking lot past the post office, basically.
Yes, right across from the
across
post
the
office,
street.
Basically.
Yeah.
So there's one going to be there, and then we're going to have one there at the riverside. They're going to give us some of that space there also.
Good.
So there'll be plenty of opportunity.
There's one next to the one that we're talking about,
yes.
Across from the airport, across from the post office. The next one is the one where you shoot off the fireworks, and I
yes.
believe that's going to be open too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So there'll be multiple locations.
That's a lot.
So
of
if
parking.
We start filling up one, we're going to move them on to the next.
Okay.
So there'll be plenty of opportunities there.
And then you can have little buses take everybody back
yes.
and forth.
And each of the parking lots will be color coded. So
oh.
if you forgot what lot you're on, all you have to do is remember what color you are.
There you go.
You parked at.
Okay.
There'll be colors, and then we'll have colors for you to match back up to get out of the airport, back onto a bus, and get back to your car.
Okay. Fabulous. All for free.
All for free.
Wow.
Yes.
This is going to be really fabulous for our area.
Oh, I think so.
Well, and
there's so many people
in Kingman and Havasu. You should
they're
be,
calling yeah. and wanting to know more about it so they can come down here.
Kingman and Havasu should be coming down here.
Yes.
All right. Let's take another break. We're half past the hour. Tell you something on the 10th and the 11th. There's a character breakfast. Yeah, and story. Bullhead City Parks. Call 928-763-9400.
can come true. It can happen to you if you're young.
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in number is 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back after this break.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Do you know this one yet?
No.
I've got you.
Oh, I do now. I don't know the name, but I know what song it is. I told you I'm not good at this game.
Oh, but you know the song.
I do know the song.
Okay, here it comes.
So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in.
Actually, you know what?
Hmm.
This is the song you will know.
Oh. It was a theme for a TV show.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I know that part.
There you go. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, and experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron's. All those services at one number, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Hey, would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Or you know someone who does? Have them go to Legacy. Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire and train you to become a certified nursing assistant with the help of Mojave Community College, all while you're on the job getting paid. Yeah, you don't go to college. You just work. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services or someone who wants to enter the world of healthcare, Call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built buildings, portable buildings. Pick your size. You pick the windows. You pick the door. You pick, you know, you want a roll-up door. You want a man door. You want a garage door. What do you want? Porches, you can pick the porch. You can pick a ramp if you want a ramp. You know, put your lawnmower in there. Who's got a lawnmower? Stop today and see the selection at 5169 Highway 95, just a little bit north of Walmart in Fort Mojave. Or call Robert at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Are you ready for St. Patrick's Day? Well, they are. Yeah, corned beef and cabbage, garlic baby red potatoes, and carrots. Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, 11:30 till 9, only at Perkins.
You can't have one. You can't have none.
Seems like everybody was singing that song. In the background, you know. And we're back with the Chamber and the Tourism of Laughlin.
Yes.
And you get to cover both hats today.
Yes.
Hey, so I know this is may not be on the topic for you, but Community Achievement Awards. People can nominate anybody at any point
yes.
in time of year.
Absolutely.
Because I want to nominate Gary Reynolds.
You should.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, that's the man with the vault.
Nope. That's Chad Hansen. I'm not nominating him for anything.
Oh, okay.
No, Gary. Gary Reynolds is a guy who puts on golf tournaments for nonprofit organizations.
Yes.
And he just does it because it's his thing.
Yes.
And he does our Kiwanis tournament. He's doing one for the Matadors and one for, I don't know, I mean, they're going to do two this year for the Bighorn Sports of MCC. And one in Bullhead and one in Kingman. And he just does them and puts them together. And he contacts all the golfers. He contacts all the people that are going to do tee sponsors. And this year for 2023, he has a goal to raise $250,000 for nonprofits.
Amazing.
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he should be citizen.
You
of the
should
year,
definitely nominate
I'll probably
him.
Nominate him for...
At LaughlinChamber.com, if you go to the events,
yeah,
there is a link in our annual events that'll take you to the nomination page.
Okay.
You just fill it all out.
What is it? What can I nominate him for? Citizen of the Year?
You could.
Yeah. I mean, if he raises
a humanitarian.
Humanitarian, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's $250,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He actually is working with Jackie for the air show, so that way we can have some golf carts on site for some of our site volunteers to get back and forth.
Right. Yeah, because he has the connections.
That he does.
Yeah, this guy's got every phone number on speed dial.
Absolutely.
For every golf course in the market. Okay, so I needed to talk about Community Achievement Awards because I thought you could, at any point in time,
yes, you can
nominate people.
We have that up on the website annually, all year long, the next one.
My little watch that I keep here, so I can have the exact seconds so I know when to break, it says it's 13:40. I don't know how I jumped an hour over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time changed already.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to your watch.
Well, and that changes this coming weekend.
That does.
Yes.
Sunday.
We'll all be on the same time again.
Yes.
And then this show moves to 10 to 11.
Right.
So I'll be before Paul. I'll be his warm-up show.
The warm-up show?
Speak Out 2.0, the warm-up show for Speak Out. That's confusing.
It is.
Okay. What else do you have?
So another Laughlin Tourism Commission sponsored event is the second annual Laughlin Open at Lake Mojave.
Oh.
So Catherine Landing hosted last year the first annual, and this fishing tournament, you can watch it live streamed on their website or on their Facebook page, but you can go to wonbass.com and you can find all the information for that event. They will fish at Catherine Landing. They launch and they go out about 6 o'clock in the morning. I think it's like 6 or 6:30 in the morning, and they
early.
They have heats that go out, and they get paired a professional with an amateur, and they go out and they do their fishing, and they come back, and you can watch them do their weigh-ins either on site, or you can go and watch it on the live stream.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty interesting.
What's the dates for that?
That is April 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yes.
Because, like you said, this is the second year.
That's the second
for them
year.
Here.
And then they are the same group that brought the tournament out of Lake Mead.
Right.
They stopped doing that tournament in October and brought it here in October of this last year for the first time because they loved our lake when they came here. In the springtime last year, and so they brought it back for the fall.
Wow.
And they loved it.
That's the same weekend as the Harley run.
It is the week of.
There's
so many things happening that week.
Well,
oh my
our
gosh.
Weather is so good in March and April.
Right.
So
and we also have an LTC sponsored concert that weekend. Brooks and Dunn will be at the Laughlin Event Center on the 29th.
They've been here before, haven't they?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. All the country fans.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, so you can go ride your Harley.
Yes.
You go fish and go see Brooks and Dunn.
See Brooks and
Dunn. Be a busy be a weekend.
Yep.
And then
there's vendors in Bullhead.
And somebody will tell you there's nothing to do.
Right. There's concerts at the field house that weekend.
And there's entertainment at the field house,
mm-hmm.
Gary Keith Park, and Community
yes.
Park. And vendors at all three locations.
Yes.
Food and beverage at all three locations.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun week and a weekend.
Yeah, our Kiwanis Club is going to be participating this year to make some real money.
Nice.
Yeah,
our volunteers in partnership will be out there selling bottled water.
Oh, good.
Because you know it'll be warm.
The end of April, you know it will be. Yeah.
Yes, that it will be.
They used to sell them on this side during the river run.
Yes,
I remember.
They did. They had a couple of locations on this side. They'll have a location or two. One for sure for this year.
Awesome.
Because that's how they make money, to donate back to the nonprofits in the local area.
And that's fabulous.
It is.
Yeah, I'm happy for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have some amazing volunteers. So if you're ever interested in volunteering your time to help some of these events, our volunteers in partnership, they go out and they help not just Laughlin Chamber, but they help other places too. You know, so if you're looking at doing a little something, maybe you retired and you want to.
I think they helped out with the boombox parade.
Yeah, they have done that. They've been everywhere. But that's how they make their money, to donate back to 501Cs and
C3.
Yes.
Don't forget the three.
Right, but you can also volunteer. You can go to our website also, laughlinchamber.com. We have a drop down for volunteers. And
they volunteer at the concerts outdoors.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like the Brooks and Dunns.
They work the Laughlin Event Center.
If you like to hear music for free.
Right?
Well, but
I mean, you get to scan people in, or you can be an usher and you can guide them to their right seats. Because, you know, there's always people who don't know what seat they're going to be in.
Right.
They have their seat number. They just don't know where to find it. But, yes, they're out there helping also.
Fabulous. So to join, just call the Laughlin Chamber?
Yes, 702-298-2214.
Okay.
Claudia can give you some information, or stop by the office. She can hand that to you.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited.
Yes.
So be a volunteer. Help out.
Exactly.
You might find some new friends and listen to a nice concert.
That's true.
Yeah. Who's after Brooks and Dunn?
Oh, I don't have that list.
Oh.
I do know that after Brooks and Dunn for Laughlin Tourism Commission, we have the Rockets Over the River coming up.
Oh, in July.
In July. That'll be July 4th.
Okay.
So you'll see fireworks across from the casinos. They'll be shot off on the Arizona side.
Yeah. The parking lot you might park in
for the
air show. 2 months later, can be setting off fireworks.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be cleared out by then.
Yes. With cars.
Yeah. Definitely with cars.
Wow. Okay. How much are they spending this year, can you say? Fireworks are expensive.
They're so expensive.
Yeah.
They're not sparklers, that's for sure. I don't know how much is being spent
this year. I can remember
when
Bullhead Fire used to do them in the 80s, and we would have to come over on this side and clear off an area and set them off so people could watch from Community Park.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 80s, we were spending for like a half-hour show, $25,000,
$30,000. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably tripled.
We stand out in the middle of Hancock with a boot trying to raise money for the fireworks.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, those were the days.
Those were the days.
And some people are going, oh, I remember that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and they'll fire them off from that location. From that parking lot
on the Arizona side.
And if you happen to get close enough, like maybe the post office, you can actually feel the fireworks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know each year they ask if I'm going to be at the detonation site, and I'm thinking, no. I'm good.
They're loud, and you feel the jet-propelled firework going up in the sky.
So Jackie has been at the detonation site for a few years now.
Yep.
And she last year coordinated to have submissions so you could send a note to loved ones in the air.
Oh.
And it went off on one of the cannons. Do you like how I do that?
Yep.
With my hands in the air. but, yes.
It's really too bad we're not on TV.
I know, right? It'd be always interesting.
Yes. People could enjoy you more.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I am very animated.
I come
from an animated family. So
and you're not even
hands,
Italian, right?
Hands, right, I'm not. But hands are used when you describe stuff.
That's true. That's true.
That's why I don't keep drinks on my desk without a lid.
Oh, yeah? Because you knock them over?
Because you never know.
Yep.
It could be bad.
We don't need that.
No.
We don't need that.
No, we don't.
So Rockets Over the River, the 4th, just the one night.
Just the one night.
Okay. What's the 4th on this year?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, it's a Tuesday night. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that'll be kind of neat.
Yeah.
So
It'll be. And we do gear that a lot to our locals.
Right.
You know, we do know that we have a lot of visitors that come into town and they'll be here for an extended time. However, our locals get to enjoy that show.
Well, the casinos will do packages where you come in Friday and you go home on Wednesday at a certain rate and throw in a buffet or throw in a burger or something, and then people will stay, and they. I can remember back in the 80s thinking to myself, well, you know, we only had about like 5 casinos then, and I thought, why can't we ask the casinos to pay for the fireworks? And somebody said, you think the casinos are going to pay for something outdoors for people to leave the slot machine and go outside? And I went, oh, okay. But in reality,
and then here we are.
In reality,
we
that's
are
who's
paying
for
them.
Yeah. So, see, I was right the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen at the moment.
Well, and I think the casinos have made it in like an event for them.
Yes.
So,
of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Since they're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and chat and wrap up everything. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. This is what we have every day this week.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance, and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Sounds of Kingman present the Sierra Sweethearts on Friday, March 10th at 7 p.m. The free performance features a sassy mix of cowgirl, bluegrass, classic country, and doo-wop music at the Lee Williams High School Auditorium. Donations are always accepted. Havasu's Earth Day Community Cleanup is in its second year and takes place on Saturday, March 25th. To register or volunteer, go to Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service on Facebook. Kingman's nonprofit Beale Street Theater announces its upcoming production of Fiddler on the Roof. The stage production at Kingman High School opens on March 31st and runs through April 8th. More information and tickets at BealeStreetTheater.com. The BBB is awarding students with its annual Ethical Torch Student Scholarship Program. High school students in Arizona are eligible. To learn more, visit torchsa.bbbcommunity.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, they continue to support education along the river. 18 $200 classroom grants are available right now for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special project. Submissions must be accepted from any teacher in the MEC territory, service territory, and you've got up to the 17th of this month to fill them out and get them into MEC. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC at 928-763-1100.
We're drinking, my friend.
ProFit Kitchen is getting ready for 2023. If you want to get healthy this year, you need to put ProFit Kitchen on your diet. The healthiest breakfast, healthiest lunch, and healthiest dinner on the Colorado River. Ask about meal prep solutions where he can make your lunches for you and you can take them to work for the whole week and you don't have to drive through a drive-thru. Yeah. People order their meals for the whole week. You could too. Check out the entire menu and you can even place your order at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. And ask about their catering services. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and eating. Downstairs, we got restaurant, we got ice cream. Upstairs, we got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory to eat. Yes, and then the Levi store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the movies, to the Pendleton store. Is it still time for Pendletons? Yeah, no chilly at night. Plus 5 businesses on the front of the mall. Check us out. The Laughlin Mall. TWN Communications, 3 different services, 1 dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service, all from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and pre-register today. Go to TWNcom, that's com, and / Mojave. And you can sign up. Then they'll let you know when they're coming to your area. Or you can call 888-227-2095 or stop by their offices. They're on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn. Right now, there's over 13,000 connections available, and you could have it in your market, in your backyard, and you don't even know it. Call them up and find out. All right, we got 6 minutes left here.
Okay.
Talking about Laughlin Tourism and Laughlin Chamber and everything Laughlin.
So Laughlin Chamber. You talking about all of the food in between of these sponsors.
Yes.
Reminds me that we will be bringing back Chef's Food Fest this year.
Ooh.
We are anticipating June 1st as the date.
Where are we anticipating?
The Aquarius in the Pavilion.
Oh, back upstairs.
Back in its normal spot.
Good.
So we're taking not reservations. Putting you on a waiting list is what we're doing. Tickets haven't been released yet, but okay. If you're interested and you want a ticket or a table, email info@laughlinchamber.com. Okay. Claudia will put you on the waiting list for that, and as soon as the tickets are available, she'll start going down the list.
Well, and I will tell you people that it always sells out.
Always sells out.
Yeah, because all the casinos put their very yes. best food out there.
So we're looking so for anybody good. Who wants to participate. So say ProFit Kitchen wants to participate, yeah. they can.
Doesn't have to be
casinos. It doesn't have to be a casino.
Right.
Nope. Okay. If Perkins wants to, they right. can. Anybody can. You know, that's a food location wants to have a booth set up for that and serve the okay. participants.
Well, and when you think about all the restaurants in our community.
Oh, amazing food everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And you can cook it in there, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun.
It'll be fun.
It'll always be nice to have it back. It's full.
You know that the last time we had Chef's Food Fest was in 2019?
Wow.
So we're finally getting to have that back.
Didn't you do something at the East Center last year?
No. We can't do the East Center for Chef's Food Fest because of Open Flame.
Yeah.
It's a tent.
It's a tent.
It's a tent.
Yeah, can't quite do that.
Yeah. No, I think the Fiesta was there, though.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yes.
Boys and Girls Club Fiesta.
And they just serve drinks.
Yeah. Well, no, they serve food, too.
Well, they serve food, yeah, too, yes. But they're not cooking it on site.
Right.
In there.
They have to bring it
so,
in.
Yes, June 1st, Chef's Food Fest. Email the Laughlin Chamber at info@laughlinchamber.com.
Is that a Saturday night? Or Thursday night?
No, Thursday night.
Yeah, you guys do
We always
Thursdays.
Do a Thursday night.
That's right.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because Fridays and Saturdays are the busy days for the casinos.
Right.
And we want their chefs to be able to participate.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
So that's coming up quick.
It'll be here before 1st. You know it.
Info.
Go from one event to another.
Yeah. info@LaughlinChamber?
Yes.
.com. Okay.
And then also, if you're interested in a fishing license, we're selling fishing license.
Oh,
we're
good.
An agent for the Nevada Department of Wildlife.
You're an agent.
What did I say?
That's right.
Agent. Okay. I thought I said agent.
You're an agent.
We are an agent.
Undercover agent.
Yeah, an undercover. But yes, if you're interested in that, come on by. We're also the host of the Visitor Center.
That's right.
So if you're looking for information or things to do, come on by. We have plenty of it.
Or if you want to send information to somebody.
Yes.
Like they want to move here.
Yes. They can give us a call.
Yeah.
Yep. We do mail.
Yep. All right. That's going to can it. We're done.
All right.
All right. What's the phone number for the chamber?
702-298-2214.
Okay.
LaughlinChamber.com.
Thank you, Val, so much.
Thank you.
Good information. Call Val.
As always.
If you have questions, call Val. All right. Two things real quick. Paula Boy tomorrow is talking with the Matter Group and Head Start. So check that out. Tomorrow we're talking Kingman Tourism and Kingman Economic Development. So tune into that tomorrow. We'll be back at same time, same place. But don't forget, next week we move up 2 hours up from noon to 10 on Arizona time. But then we'll all be on the same time again. Can't wait for that. Yeah. All right. One more thing to tell you about Golden Shores Resource Group is doing distribution of food at noon at Great Pizza on the 15th of this month. And then I'm going to be this week at the Bullhead City Winter Expo at the Chamber. I'll be broadcasting the last hour of the event from 9 to 1. I'll be broadcasting from there live, Speak Out 2.0, and that is this Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday. So come by and say hi and check out all the things for the Winter Expo. It's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. We'll see you here in 23 hours. Have a great day.
Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.